Good morning, everybody. Let's start with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we come before you in Jesus' name, and we're so grateful for your presence, Lord. Thank you for being here with us today. And Lord, we pray and ask that you would help us to find peace in surrender. Lord, that we would come to the place in our lives and in our hearts, Father, where we're not chasing round and round after the things of our own flesh anymore, but we get settled in, Lord, on just living before you, Father, and walking in the Spirit, walking in the light, saying no to our flesh, Lord, so that we can really finally and truly, Lord, experience the victory that we have in Jesus Christ. He's already won it all for us, Father. We pray that you would help us to go into the land, Lord, the way you've called us to, and to finally see those promises that you've given us in Christ Jesus fulfilled in our lives fully. We pray that you would instruct us and teach us this morning, Father. We pray that you would be glorified and you'd be pleased with what comes from our lips and, more importantly, what comes from our hearts, Father. We pray that all glory and honor and praise and thanksgiving would go to you today, Father, and we ask that you would speak into our hearts and into our lives, Lord. Each person here, we pray that you would give them individually something special from your kingdom, Father, for their hearts, that you'd bless them, that you'd keep them. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 Let's stand together.
Face the day.
Come on up. Lord, thank you so much for the opportunity we have to worship through giving. And Lord, we ask and pray as always that what we give would be just a symbol, Lord, symbolic of a greater surrender to your calling and your will in our hearts and in our lives, Father, that there would be nothing that we would hold back from you, Father, that you would ask of us. And so we pray that we would only ever give what you've asked us to give, Father. It wouldn't come from our own desire for a reward from the flesh, Lord, or because people are watching us, that we wouldn't be the fluent in that Christianese, Lord, but instead we would be fluent in the things of your Spirit, the things of your Word, Father, and we would act and do because you've called us to do it, Father, because we've heard your still small voice. We pray, Father, that we would, in those circumstances, there would be nothing that we would hold back from you, Father, but we would be willing to give everything in our own lives, Father, to put on the altar because you're worthy, because you're great, and because you've called us, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
You're my oxygen, my very breath, the source of life, the source of rest. Oh, 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 I need you. You're the wind that fills these fragile sails. You carry me through crashing. You are the great I am. Accused in absence of